We'd like to welcome special guests this morning, the Sweet Springs FFA, and they will be hosting their forum this morning talking about agricultural issues. This is their forum. So, kiddos, when you're ready, take it away.
I used to work at the hospital here when I was younger, and it was just too overwhelming. And I felt as if I could never spend enough time with my family and do what's enjoyable for me.
Well, I was working here when the hospital got shut down, and it was a lot better. We were also able to take care of our farming community and get them back out into the field sooner.
There's no way a town this small could sustain a profitable hospital, especially given the demographics.
We did for many years before that, and doesn't the health of the people of this town, let alone the farmers putting food on your plate, mean anything to you?
Ever since our local hospital was shut down, I have to drive all the way to the city just to get an MRI on my knee. I was lucky I didn't fall even further off the grain bin. You know, farming isn't the safest job.
These rural hospitals can't justify spending all that money for just so little use.
The rural healthcare crisis. Is it really a matter of life or death? Brought to you by the Sweet Springs FFA chapter. Hello everyone, my name is Lyric Snyder, Mayor of Sweet Springs, and I'd like to welcome you all to our town's meeting to discuss the closing of our local hospital and healthcare facilities. In attendance today, we have Donovan Hoyes, a former employee of our hospital, Noah Fogarty, a local farmer, Allison Troutman, a city employee, Corbin Zimmersheed, a former investor of our local hospital, Delana Vogelsmeyer, a medical equipment salesperson, and Blake Schrader, an urban area doctor. First on the agenda, we'll have Donovan Hoyes, a former employee, discuss his and provide his input on seeing the dangers firsthand of the agriculture industry.
Thank you for having me. Working in the hospital gave me a firsthand account of the dangers of the profession that ranks number one in dangerous industries, farming. I've had many patients come through my hospital to get treated for things like broken bones after falling off a tractor or getting trampled by livestock. I've counted countless chemical burns from fertilizer accidents and pesticide exposure. So I know how important a rural hospital is to this community. We have also put on numerous farm safety training seminars to help reduce the number of farm accidents and as well as lighten the workload for our doctors and nurses.
True words have never been spoken. Working on a farm is a dangerous job, and now that our local hospital has been shut down, it makes my job 10 times more dangerous. If I get hurt, the fear of not making it in time to a hospital is crippling. I don't want my family to be worrying about the bills trying to get me to a hospital in order to save my life if I ever get into that bad of a situation. It always gave us peace of mind whenever we could get into the ER here, and if it was bad, they'd get us the help we needed faster. Not to mention insurance costs. According to Urban Institute, rural Missourians pay on average $106 a month more than those living in urban areas, and they live closer to numerous healthcare facilities. It is no wonder that many rural Americans depend on Medicare and Medicaid for their health needs, not to mention those who go uninsured because of insurance costs.
What do you mean we pay more? Just because we live in a rural area?
Because you live so far from a hospital, there is a much higher risk for your health. I'm sorry, but it makes perfect sense to charge more because of that higher risk. Uninsured patients have the option to pay cash, and if anybody in business knows how cash works, you understand why their costs would be significantly less than what we would charge an insurance company. It's not personal, it's just business.
Thank you, Donovan and Noah. Mr. Zimmersheed, would you like to expand on this topic?
Thank you for having me here today. My associates and I first invested in this hospital to turn a profit, provide jobs, and accessible, affordable health care. My company, however, did not generate enough revenue from this investment, so we were forced to pull out. But Sweet Springs' 1,400-person population could never sustain a quality hospital. Could never sustain a worthwhile quality hospital that brings profit and growth to the medical industry. 60 million people in rural areas are on Medicare and Medicaid, which is unprofitable for a hospital. On top of that, on top of all that, farming is the number one source of revenue for local areas, which is not very profitable either, and is one of the most dangerous occupations in the country.
Yes, many people here utilize Medicare and Medicaid, but that's all the more reason to bring and keep a hospital into this rural community. The use of these financial aids just proved that a local hospital is necessary in providing affordable, accessible health care. According to Rural Health Information Hub, the average rural citizen makes an annual income of about $45,000 compared to their urban counterpart, which makes about $55,000 annually. The people within rural areas are proven to be older, poor, and sicker than those living within urban areas. Therefore, a hospital would be a huge asset not only to this town, but those neighboring it. We often think of the farmers as well, whether it's to stabilize them after an accident on the farm or to help them with their chronic illnesses, such as cancer.
I get your concern and want to help your community out, but the fact of the matter is, every second that we are open, we are actively losing money. Underpayment is a huge reason as why we had to pull out. The payments that we get for Medicare and Medicaid insurance is way less than the cost it actually takes to take care of the patients. And according to the American Hospital Association, the combined underpayments of 2020 was $100.4 billion, which was up $75.8 billion from 2019. The combination of the cost of hospital facilities, maintenance, medical equipment, the cost of employees.
Yes, I have worked in the medical equipment business for 15 years. We can make more money selling to urban hospitals compared to rural hospitals. As of March 2021, 61.47% of primary healthcare professional shortage areas were located in rural areas, according to ruralinformationhub.com.
As I used to work here in this local hospital here as a doctor, I could hardly ever treat my patients due to the lack of equipment. Whereas in an urban hospital, all and any equipment I need to best take care of my patients is less than 5 minutes away and simply at my fingertips. I also am able to better focus on the patients due to how many less patients I do have. According to ASPE, Office of Health Policy, a doctor in an urban area is covering around 303 patients. Whereas in a rural community, a doctor is covering nearly 670 people. That's over double the amount of total patients a doctor is covering. With there being so many more patients in a rural area, whenever I go to church or to my local grocery store, I feel as if I can never escape from the job. And so since I live here in Sweet Springs but go up to the city to work, my relationship with my patients is doctor and patient. It's nothing more than that.
So I'm hearing the lack of funding and equipment is an issue. Allison, do you have anything to add?
The lack of equipment and resources is an issue. There is no argument in that aspect. However, I disagree. The easy access to my healthcare provider is one of the reasons I chose to live in a rural community. If I break a bone or need stitches, I don't need the most high-tech, state-of-the-art equipment. I just need good enough work to get the job done. If I have a rash or a burn, chances are I'll meet my doctor at a church or at the grocery store before I get around to going to the doctor. One of the perks of living in a small town is knowing everyone around you, including your doctor, and I enjoy that personal touch.
That's the problem with selling equipment in these rural areas. Hospitals, dentist offices, and physical therapy establishments don't have a big enough office to support my company. The average cost of an x-ray machine is anywhere from $125,000 to $220,000. Even a dentist chair is $6,000. These rural healthcare facilities can't afford to buy state-of-the-art of proper equipment that would draw patients into their offices.
Although there is an issue with maintaining updated medical equipment here, you can't beat a close community like this. Donovan?
Yeah, living and working in the same town as my patients was one of the best things about working in a local hospital. I worked at the old hospital that was in town before they built the one on I-70, and our town also used to have a dentist office and a physical therapy establishment, so our citizens could get all their healthcare needs in one place. Knowing and building those relationships with my patients is so important to me, especially because I know what is wrong with my patients whenever they walk through that door. Noah, who has also lived and worked in this area, has been here since I've been here 40 years ago.
That's right. I've lived here in Sweet Springs my whole life, and I was here when both hospitals were open and shut down. Now I have to drive about 45 minutes to an hour to go get treatments on my skin cancer. Being in the sun, out in the sun for 8+ hours a day on the farm has affected me more and more the older I get. Now granted, I don't go and get treatments every week, but I still have to leave my operation 2 to 3 times a year just to go get checked out. I know it would be unrealistic to have a dermatologist here in Sweet Springs, but I'm just saying it would be so nice not to have to drive so far to be seen. I know several farmers locally that have battled cancer, and they've spent more time on the road to and from treatments than they were able to be in the field.
But what about the cancer center in Marshall? I mean, it's only 25 minutes away from here.
Well, my oncologist suggests I go to Columbia or Kansas City because of the resources they have available to them. I have nothing against it, and I'm glad it's there, but I have to listen to my doctor's recommendation.
That's why I drove over an hour to my doctor in Kansas City. Not only that, but the equipment in these rural areas isn't state-of-the-art like the city hospitals. But you can't, especially if a higher percentage of patients are on Medicare and Medicaid in rural areas.
This has all been a great conversation, but I feel like we're missing something.
I'll bring up the elephant in the room. What about the mental health of the farmers in our community? Many farmers are isolated every day by themselves on a tractor for an average of 8 hours a day and can have zero human contact besides their family for days at a time, which can lead to some depression. Farmers and ranchers have 3.5% higher suicide rate than that of the average community. Mental health is so important in today's age that just having access to that is more important than ever. The average age of a farmer is 57 years old. And if you think back to whenever their career would have first started, mental health was considered unimportant and not talked about, which could be a reason why the suicide rate is so high. Not to mention the lack of access to mental health facilities here in the rural areas is crippling. The closest one to Sweet Springs is in Marshall, which is 20 to 30 minutes away, and driving that multiple times a week can lead to mental and financial issues.
Rural areas could save time, gas, and money by having virtual checkups to the various services that they offer on the internet. This is yet another reason why a small town does not need an in-person office, they could just do it virtually.
I agree with Mr. Zimmersheed. Even though having a therapy office would not take much equipment, it would be very difficult to find people to work in the rural area. Also, it would take more time out of the farmers in the fields who don't even really want to go to therapy.
Mental health is not a matter to cut costs on. Too many times, people who struggle with mental health unfortunately commit suicide. If people don't get the help they need when they need it, the outcome will be devastating. Many social workers before you have made similar suggestions. Virtual therapy sessions, virtual checkups. The thing you don't understand is that farmers live in rural areas. Rural areas have unreliable internet and spotty cell service. These factors don't add up. Something has to be done.
It appears that time has run out. You're more than welcome to stay and visit about this topic, but thank you for attending our town hall meeting this evening. To review what we discussed, having rural healthcare can provide a sense of safety and relationships with patients, good or bad. The lack of resources, like primary care providers and services, is an issue, especially for people with farm-related injuries. Having a rural healthcare facility does create local jobs and business and is less drive time for the members of the community, but it does put more strain on the doctors and healthcare workers with their patient load, not to mention the poor investing aspect. With the number of people in rural areas that are on underpaid Medicare and Medicaid, it's not worth it for a business to come here and lose their money. It's not that we don't matter out here in rural communities, it's just that we don't seem to have the answers yet as to how to make this better. We will be meeting again sometime in the near future to solve this problem, but until then, keep looking for solutions and stay safe and healthy. Thanks for coming. That